USDA announced that they have begun their final payments to peanut producers in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Mississippi, helping them restore 100% of the value of their peanuts after the bankruptcy of a peanut sheller and a licensed warehouse operator. Val Dallasini, who is head of FSA, said these farmers played by the rules. They honored their contracts, but because of circumstances beyond their control, were put into a difficult position, which is why USDA stepped in on their behalf. Action illustrates how the basic protection of the 100-year-old U.S. Warehouse Act can still provide important safeguards for farmers today. More than 83,000 tons of peanuts were involved. They were stored by the warehouse operator, Clint Williams Company, and its affiliate, the Texoma Peanut Company, Clint Williams Company, and the Clint Williams Company Western Division. Now, they filed for bankruptcy in November 2014, and the farmers had pledged more than 81,700 tons of peanuts as collateral to receive USDA marketing assistance loans. Well, now they have been paid, and that has been a very sour grape for the peanut industry, in that these farmers had delivered their peanuts but never got any payments for them at all during that system. But now USDA has restored them to 100%. USDA issued the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates and said that over the next several years, the agricultural sector will continue to adjust to lower prices for most farm commodities and reduce energy prices. They said reduced prices for crude oil and natural gas have decreased agricultural production costs, and costs for fuel and fertilizer have fallen the most. Nonetheless, production responses to lower crop prices in the near term will result in reduced planted acres, they say. On the livestock side, lower feed costs will provide economic incentives for expansion. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.